What I'm going to do, I'm going to touch up on perhaps the seeing the invisible just a little bit. There's no way we can cover all of that. So let's go to the book of Hebrews again. Anybody else before we begin tonight? Again, I thank the Lord for His Word. Thank the Lord for, you know, this church. I mean that. I love the Lord bringing all these people to hear His Word. Amen. So we're in 11, and we're just going to read verse 27 of the book of Hebrews. What did Moses do? He says, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you because, as David said, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. Oh, Father, thou hast blessed us this day already. Thou hast given us of your word. And, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you because we consider, O Lord, how many people this day just catered to their fleshly desires, O Lord, and went home and perhaps made a false pretense, ability, man's psychology, man's, O Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, that, and I know, Lord, that you hold us accountable for this, because it is thy truth unto us. And Lord, you entrust us with this truth, Lord, of this service. Please again forgive us our sins and our shortcomings. So again, we looked at some particulars in Moses' life. It's in the book of Exodus. You would have to really do a whole study on the life of Moses. 120 years that the writer of Hebrews covers. We begin with his first 40 years when, at the end of those 40 years, to visit his brethren. And he sees that an Egyptian mistreats one of his fellow brethren. During what we read this evening, verse 27, that this is what he means is because this word forsook may be translated someone who is put out, an expatriate. This view that this refers to his first patristic fathers, some of the ancients. And that is, when he confronted Pharaoh, in Exodus chapter 10, 28 and 29, and we'll look at it in a bit. But that's not the last time or the first time he confronts Pharaoh, I should say. But he's been confronting him from the beginning. Now, there's a question as to which time does he refer? Verse 27. Now, before that, this portion has to deal with Moses' 120 years of life. The second period of his life, it's another 40 years, is spent in the land of Midian, where he marries Sephora and has two sons. I don't know the name of his second son. I know the name of his first son. The last 40 years he spends in the wilderness with the children of Israel. He doesn't enter the promised land, but that's where he said that he's just begun to see. He has just begun to see. In 20 years. And he has just begun to be shown. These first three verses deal with what he refused, the sinful temporal pleasures of sin. And he refused, but then also he forsook Egypt. And Egypt is you want to teach in an allegorical way. Okay. Verse 27. By faith. But he not fearing the wrath of the king, seeing him who is invisible. Verse 27. And if we say that, we have a problem because why? Because he says he not at the book of Exodus, where he records what happened, he did tell this by saying that it's no different than what Moses' parents did. Again, in verse number 23, they said it was a fear of prudence. Was it something that he did in prudence and not? The second, which we explained so this morning, thing with the king. The wrath of the king is great, what the writer of Hebrews refers to here. But there's another problem with that. Because if you look at verse 28, that happens after. So we have a problem. I don't, but some do. This morning we said, because we looked at verse number 13 and we looked at these all Isaac, Jacob. And then he makes mention again, if you notice in verse 17, he mentions again Jacob. So he mentions their death and then he mentions their faith. This could refer to when he left the second time. And then he turns back again and mentions the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. You know what I find interesting? I was speaking with my dad, that the writer of Hebrews in verse 28, that he kept these institutions through faith. Through faith. Why do you say that? It was not a restriction. And through faith, he kept that which God commanded. Remember this. Sinai. This is before that. So is the circumcision. So anyway, I'll get to that. He feared not the wrath of the king. And I'm just going to abbreviate again because I want to get to the invisible. God did manifest. He appears to him, as we saw in the book of Hebrews chapter 3. Now, we looked at some things here. God appeared to him. God prepared Moses. He makes known his name unto Moses. God opens the ears of the people. And then we added God gave Moses ahead, or lies ahead, I should say. God hardens the heart of Pharaoh. Moses is making excuses. We find a different Moses, please. And to understanding the Scriptures, we have to understand the first five books. Understand the book of the Kings. The book of the Kings. You know they're tied together? Does anyone know what book did the prophets base their message from? The books of Moses? Do you know? Anybody know? Elijah. Think about Isaiah. What book do you think? Deuteronomy. It's upon you. So they would always be preaching. They would always preach that message. But in the book of the Acts, chapter 7, and then the book of the Kings, which includes Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles, and verse 22. He says, and Moses was learned in all the wisdom of... You know, Moses was raised up to be a leader. He was the son of the sciences and in the languages. But it's interesting, as we learned this morning, that when he comes before the speak, and Moses might have had a problem. It's this wisdom that he receives in verse 22. Listen, It's all that we look at the wisdom, for instance, of Solomon. He says, his wisdom exceeded all the wisdom. He wrote 1,000 proverbs, exceeded all the wisdom of the Middle Easterns. It was the word of the Lord. Children, what have you understood from S.I.? What? Wait. No. Not. Because I, what? Fill in the blanks. Oh, brother. I have more understanding than all my teachers because of what? Ooh, should we question the Sunday school teachers? And it was the word of the Lord. Than all my teachers. Moses is a man learned. Mathematics, you could quiz him on all the sciences. He knew it. He had the best of the best out of the land of Egypt. So God brings him to his mount Moses. Each time again, Moses makes excuses graciously, mercifully. Each time again, deals with Moses. Now let's read again in Acts chapter 7. Listen what it says. It came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children, defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed and smote the Egyptians. Would have understood that God by his hand would deliver themselves unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, neighbor wrong, thrust them away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over day? Then fled Moses at this saying, and was estranged. Listen, this is the second part of his life. And when he was 40 years in the wilderness of Mount Sinai, an angel of the Lord in a flame, Moses. He commissions Moses. He gives him the message. He gives him the first time they were not ready. Moses was not ready. He thought he was ready, but supposed to do so, but they were not. They were not ready. Neither was he, records himself in Exodus chapter 2. Meets with him and gives him two signs. A serpent. And he's told to grab the serpent. He flees from it. The second one is where he puts his hand into his bosom and turns it white as leper. Then puts it. All these signs unto the children of Israel. When they ask you, God had appeared to him. They're ready to leave. But there's a problem. Pharaoh does not. Than the one that sought to slay him. This is a different Pharaoh. But again, it's as the first Pharaoh. But I like, brother, and I know you're already thinking about this, but, you know, that's what Paul writes. This reason have I raised thee up. God raised this Pharaoh. And that his name may be declared throughout all the earth. Even tonight, King of Egypt. Now consider the words that we find in Exodus. Again, summary, then we're going to jump into the rest of this verse, okay? The Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, thine hand, but he says, I will harden his heart. You find these messages in the Word of God. Some people have a hard time grasping, accepting. But it's the Word of God. Amen. You know, Isaiah is told to go preach. Ears are hardened. Their hearts are hardened. That's how long I want you to preach, Isaiah. He sends Moses to preach. He commissions him. He gives him the message. Your heart is going to be hardened. He's not going to let you go. In the book of Hebrews, let's go read there. Listen to what he says. This is fears. I forget. Again, I don't know who I was. And again, I don't mean to say this because some of you. He said, after he preached this message, I think like the Monday coming or the second day, whatever. Faith is not just doctrinal. Hebrews. Faith is not doctrinal. It's practical. Let me ask you this. Do you believe they passed through the Red Sea? You believe what we preach so far? You believe Enoch was transformed? You believe that Noah believed Isaac? The answer has to be yes. Amen. Then when confronted with things that seem impossible, difficult, what happens to our faith? See, that's what the Hebrews are facing. They're ready to depart from Christianity. They're being persecuted. And Paul says, wait a minute. What about faith? Because through faith, Moses endured. And that word endure that you see in verse 27 is where we get the word to strengthen. He was strengthened through faith. God strengthened his faith. Amen. Every time he comes before Pharaoh. And listen, it's not just the hardness of Pharaoh's heart. It becomes harder and harder, and each time his wrath is increased more and more. But each time the affliction is greater on the children of Israel. And they tell Moses, why did you come and agitate things around? You know, each time you find the children of Israel complaining, here's our deliverer. And we find even Moses at times, pouring out his grief unto God. Why did you send me? It seems like it gotten worse. But you know, beloved, there was not to be a compromise with Egypt. You go find out. You go read again this precious book of Exodus. You know, at some points, Pharaoh agrees to compromise. And how many preachers would compromise with that? You know, I think I got it, most of it. I didn't get all. We didn't come out of Egypt. Not all of us came out of Egypt, but, there was a compromise reached. Not Moses. Not Moses. You know what he calls their worship, the Egyptian worship? I mean, he tells it to his face, brother. I mean, this is a different, this is my whole point. This is a different Moses. He says, we will not sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians. This is the most powerful man in the whole world. I guarantee you this. I know so, and I guarantee you that if Trump came through that door, there would be a certain fear, a little trembling. You say, no, I won't. Yes, you would. Because he's a high man, has high office. But he doesn't have the power that Pharaoh had. At his presence, there was this fear of Pharaoh. He was cruel. No mercy. He was a despot, tyrant. Well, what does Scripture say? Moses, verse 27 of Hebrews, he feared not man. You know, the fear of man bringeth forth a snare. That's what the proverb says. The fear of man bringeth forth a snare. Moses feared not man. And notice the reasoning, if you will. You want to follow my reasoning? You want to follow the Scriptures? He endured. Why did he endure? Because he, as seeing him who is invisible, right? Amen. And seeing who is invisible, he forsakes Egypt. You see that? Look at that reasoning right there, verse 27. That's why he endured. That's why he did not fear the wrath of the king on the whole planet. So he comes before Pharaoh. Oh, and Moses got angry too. Upset. He got upset with Pharaoh. He got upset. Man, Moses was a humble man. Moses was a meek man. And Moses, this chapter 10. Look what he says right here. Over and over again. Look what he says. And Pharaoh said unto him, get thee from me. Giving him a warning. See that? He's warning Moses. That just like David would tell Abishai, he would tell Benaniah, he would... That man. Pharaoh could have done so. One of his captains. It's in the heart of the great king. The great king. He is the king of all the earth. He wills. It's just Moses and Aaron. It's just the pair. It's Moses, verse 28. Get thee from me, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. I will see thy face again no more. Wow. It comes from the word kratos, to strengthen. Look what Moses tells Pharaoh. I love it. I'm not going to read the whole... I'm going to save this when we do the Passover. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. Ye may know that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Listen. Look at what Moses tells the highest king of this earth. The most powerful man. Verse 8. And all these thy... And bow down themselves unto me, saying, get thee out... I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in great... He's not doing it in the flesh. He says, the next time I see you, you're going to beg me. Your servants are going to... Let's go back to Hebrews. And I know there's a lot there. But notice what he says in Hebrews 11. Took Egypt. And by the way, that's the only way you can forsake all the pleasure, lusts that this world has to offer to you. You know that? By faith. Amen. That's the only way. But notice what he says, verse 27. Not fearing, 11 and verse 28 and 29 in Hebrews 11, 8. You see Moses afraid there? Remember those? Remember those three companions? Is it true what I hear? That you will not bow down? True? You know, these three companions could have made a compromise and will bow down before you. God is there that can deliver you out of my hand. Another great... This is the greatest king, according to Daniel's figure, the head of... He says, our God, and He will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Children, little ones, do you have that conviction? It's not for the adults. It's for the little ones too. Gee. That speaks about peer pressure. The things you do are because peer... Let no man spoil you. Let men spoil you. This is example we ought to follow. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, for us too. You can ask the old ones here. When does peer pressure stop? It never stops. Bow to their king. We have another king. Endure. Like Moses did. Verse 27. He endured. May be understood as this. There's a little word there. As. Now, that could be taken as if he saw him. Right? Like if he saw him. That's not what it means. That's not what it means. That means he actually saw him by faith. Another example of that would be And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten, full of glory. It describes. He says, as seeing Him. Look what it says. I mean, do you understand this? Do you understand this? Do you understand this, what he's saying, brother? Faith is not through seeing by these eyeballs right here. You know that?
Amen.
That's what it's saying right there. Through the head is through the heart. And believing. Jesus said it. Believe. They're more blessed. They handled Him. The word of truth. He says, Jesus says, blessed are they. Now, this see Him who is invisible. Refer here to His essence. His nature. What He wrote about in the book to the Romans, chapter 1. Remember that? Verse 19. Because God had showed it unto them. Listen what He says. Listen what it says. From the creation of the world. Wait a minute, brother. But by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead use. You see that? The invisible things are clearly seen. How does... By faith we understand. Faith, or in the righteousness of God, is revealed what? From faith. And that's what Moses took, beloved. He saw Him different times. You know that. We saw the example at the bush that burned when He manifests Himself in Exodus 32 and Exodus 33. Show me Thy glory. And God manifests Himself. You know, God manifested Himself to Moses. Moses stood with Him 40 days twice. Without even knowing the third one. But when He descended from that memory of Him that spoke with Him. God told the people. He says, when I speak unto Moses, that's how close Moses was to God. Because God warned him later on through Moses. Image, no representation. That's why when God came down, you saw no similitude. You saw no fish. You saw no winged owl. You saw nothing. But a Christian needs no resemblance, no pictures to believe. Another letter to Timothy, Paul says this. That's why Jesus said, or John said, the only begotten which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. In His letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, notice what He says there. Colossians chapter 1, of the invisible God. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the image. He is the exact same nature, the same essence as the Father. What He says. 1 Timothy chapter 1, the invisible chapter 1. Notice what He says in verse, now unto the King, eternal. Does know He's the King?
Amen.
Yes, He does.
Amen.
Yes, He does. Too. Their rock is not, you know that? God is the King of the psalm. You know Moses wrote some psalms, right? You know that?
Amen.
He says, Lord, that has been our dwelling place from generation. Mountains were formed before the hills were born, even from...
Amen.
Notice what Timothy says. Now, unto the King eternal, immortal, be honor and glory forever and ever. Because he saw him. That's why he could endure the wrath of the king. That's what he told him. Your servants are going to come. They're going to ask me. Like I mentioned earlier, ready to take on the whole world. Because, you know, our faith is, you know that? It's of no value. It's useless. The world has to be put to the proof. If it's pure. You know what the scripture says about our great God? I'll close with this verse out of Jacob is complaining. He said, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard, Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? Right? Because he thought it was the circle. Well, there's ends to it. See that? God is not weary. But notice what he says. He giveth power to the ready to do. You know that? They were running this race. You go read what he says. They're animus. You know that? That's why basketball players and football players and baseball players, the strong you are, it doesn't matter how thick you are, they got into your head. The first thing that fails is the spirit, the animus on the inside. See that? Attacks are going to come on the inside. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. You know that? That's his promise. You're going to get attacked by the enemies of God. They're not going to prosper. They're not. But their weapons are not going to prosper. And then he's going to increase faint. Samson, at one of his stands, he slays, I believe, 1,000 men. And he drinks out of the jawbone. And his spirit revived to the faint. And look at what he says. Look, you ever feel like this? I have no strength. Lord, they're not going to believe. Youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Run patiently the race that is set before us. That's what he says. Considering the apostle of our profession, Jesus Christ. Let the sin that so easily besets us, and he says, set your eyes upon Jesus. That's what Moses did. You don't need an image. You don't need a picture. It has to be by faith. I've been reading these things over and over again, that after marching 7 times around Jericho, the walls would come. But they did so. They carried the ark of the Lord. They marched. I mean, they're probably laughing at him from the walls. Ha! And the walls came tumbling down. An harlot named Rahab and her household. What shall I say? For the time will fail me to speak about the prophets of Samuel. So many there. Through faith. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint by faith. Let's stand. Amen.